I could put 10 grand with you that you could play with, and you're saying you might make me 12%. That's $1,200 in a year. But Chris, I could put 10 grand into my business, turn around and a few months later, make 20 grand of profit. So why would I put my money with you?
Yeah.
Well, you should be diversified. You should put all your eggs in that business basket there. Even though the truth, he had a truth, because the truth was my most profitable investment at the time wasn't my mutual funds. It was my financial advisor business. The business was the number one investment. If there's any advice I give you is one, always look at your business as the number one investment. But two, don't always reinvest all your money back into that business either. Like there is a point of diminishing return and you'll get caught in your own rat race for years and years. And I've seen that happen too many times where business owners make great money, multiple seven, maybe even eight figures a year, but then they can't stop working because they have nothing else to help them out.
Hello and welcome to the Criswell Podcast on iCode Media. Today, I have a great conversation with Chris Miles, and we discussed, well, scarcity mindset. We discussed the idea of opportunities. We discussed things like how we think about money. I think it was a really fun conversation. It was fun for me to kind of think about money in a different way. And please enjoy our conversation. As always, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, write a review, share it with your friends, and support those who support us. Getting young presbyopes into progressive lenses can be tough, but it doesn't have to be. Varilux Liberty 3.0 lenses are an introductory solution for new and young presbyopes, and they are available in select ad powers. This lens provides all-in-one balanced vision for an accessible and great first-time progressive lens-wearing experience. Learn more about Varilux Liberty 3.0 lenses and get free resources to help start the progressive lens conversation with young presbyopes at slorpro.com/Varilux. My patients with macular degeneration want clear and succinct recommendations from me related to products and solutions that can benefit their long-term ocular health and vision. To do this for my patients, I need to be confident that what I'm recommending will have a benefit to them. And that's why my supplement of choice is MacuHealth. MacuHealth is specifically formulated and clinically proven to rebuild and maximize macular pigment over a lifetime. This results in enhanced visual performance and aids in the treatment and prevention of age-related macular degeneration. I've discussed carotenoid absorption on this podcast with Dr. Nolans and Stringham, and MacuHealth uses a patented process called micro-micelle technology. And this technology is clinically proven to increase carotenoid concentrations at the target tissue and deliver the highest level of bioavailability studied to date. MacuHealth has been great for my patients. We really feel like we have the ability to help those patients in all categories of macular degeneration. If you're not utilizing MacuHealth for your patients, check it out for yourself by contacting your MacuHealth representative. One of the things that interested me and made me want to have you on the podcast was I think I couldn't get an entire understanding of how your perception or experience with money differs from mine, but I don't think we completely align, although I don't think we completely disagree either. And I think that's interesting. And so kind of the goal of my podcast has always been to have interesting conversations with people I think are doing interesting things and think in a lot of ways differently than I do. And so what intrigued me was this idea of passive income. Although I kind of want to talk about banking too. So we're going to be all over the place because I think you kind of have some discussions on banking as well that I think it'd be interesting to think about. And then, and then also residual income. So first, Chris, thanks so much for being on today. And I wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about how professionals, so my listeners generally are business owner optometrists or associate optometrists. And there's some that practice in corporate locations as well, but kind of give me a perspective on passive income, residual income, and how professionals, business owners and professionals can use that information to sort of build the life that they want to have.
You bet. I mean, I kind of separate passive income and residual income as separate in my mind, right? Because they do get interchangeably mixed, you know, especially in the media. If you look at like mass marketing and social media, things like that, everybody's talking about passive income. But most of the time, it's usually about how do I work harder? How do I create another side hustle or business that's not really passive at all, right? So I put that more in the category of residual income. So residual income is more like, I see it as business income, right? But business income that can come from, you know, putting in the work up front, and then those systems can create a residual income coming in, you know, month after.
The most common questions I get include, what ophthalmological codes or evaluation and management codes should I use? What ICD-10 codes do I need to bill with this CPT code? What CPT codes can be billed together and what can't? And my favorite, how do I manage a patient who has diabetes who comes in for a quote-unquote routine eye exam? These questions really highlight the confusion and uncertainty that serves as a daunting hurdle for providers, makes it more challenging for them to care for their patients and provide those patients with the best opportunity for a lifetime of ocular health and clear vision. That's why we built iCode Education for this specific purpose. Our mission is to provide optometrists with resources to help you understand disease states, revenue cycles, and billing and coding so that you can put that on autopilot and truly care for your patients. Check out iCodeEducation.com. That's E-Y-E-C-O-D-E education.com. We've developed a premier billing and coding bundle that includes all of our billing and coding resources in one place. We also have a 10% discount code just for listeners of this podcast. Enter the coupon code EYECODEMEDIA22 at checkout. We'd love to work with you. Check out iCodeEducation.com. I want to discuss the MyDay toric contact lens for a minute. When I'm reaching for a daily lens for my patients, I need to know that it will be available in parameters that I want and it needs to work. This improves my chair time and my patient satisfaction. The MyDay toric features the same optical lens design features as the most prescribed monthly replacement toric lens on the market. MyDay toric now completely mirrors the Biofinity toric's parameter range. To be clear, if you find the parameter in a Biofinity toric, you can find it in a MyDay toric. This toric lens design is multifaceted to ensure optimal visual acuity, lens stability, fit, and comfort. Its uniform horizontal ISO thickness and wide ballast band quickly orient the lens for better performance and simplified fitting. The MyDay material is CooperVision's softest one-day silicone hydrogel lens and features Aquaform technology combining a unique balance of high oxygen permeability and natural wettability. The result is a highly breathable lens that keeps our patients' eyes looking clear, white, and healthy. So if you haven't started utilizing MyDay toric in your practice, I'd encourage you to reach out to your CooperVision representative to get started.